On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
These weeks are going by way too fast. I might have to do these three podcasts bi-monthly. And I don't mean every other month. I kind of mean every other week. I don't know. It seems like I just did this yesterday. When you do get older, time does go quicker and stuff. So let me think about it. I know I end up being like a day late sometimes, but maybe a week late would be okay too. I'll have to check with Ron and see what he thinks about this. Anywho, yeah, so what's been going on in the past week? Oh my gosh, it's like every week there's something, every day there's something. So how could I skip a week, really? But anyway, obviously there's the horrible Las Vegas story, and I'm not really going to get much into that because this, I try to keep the show kind of light, other than Donald Trump, of course, which is a huge downer, but that's expected. And late night comedy has that pretty much covered. Anyway, and there's and no jokes you can make about this, and I'm a joke maker, like Jerry Seinfeld. I'm a joke maker. He's a joke maker. Remember that episode? Yeah, well, Seinfeld was my happy place. It kind of still is, but it's been usurped with Miami Vice. And I talk about that a lot. I'm not going to talk about it again until I am, and maybe I'll talk about it with Ron again. Yeah, I just kind of go back and watch those shows and relive in the 80s stuff. And actually, on YouTube, which has everything, as you know, has some Miami Vice special clips and interviews and, I don't know, lots of stuff. So I've delved into that last weekend and listened to some stuff instead of watching an episode. I spent the time there. I spend my time wisely, obviously. Okay, well, about the Vegas shooting, I will only just touch on it briefly to say that my alarm mostly is the fact that this guy, from all accounts, was normal, whatever that means, define normal. However, there were no signs, he wasn't crazy looking, blah, 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 blah. Apparently he had a lot of money. He got in investments or something, but he was average, typical. And the problem is if he can do something like that with no warning, okay, he was able to get these gun licenses or whatever. He's fine, psychologically passed. Okay, what happened that he was to go and do this? That's what makes me a little nervous because it could just be anybody. You could be anywhere doing anything and this could happen. Okay, it's not just crazy people. Obviously, I guess people are saying, of course, he was crazy to do this. But why was he never crazy before? Why did he all of a sudden become crazy? What happened? And is everybody capable of being perfectly fine and then something happens and they snap and go crazy? That's a problem. And yes, you can stop guns and take those away. And maybe these automatic weapons should be taken away. I don't know, because that just seems like, what are they for? We know exactly what they're for. They're not for hunting. Okay? They're for wartime. And they should just be strictly for military wartime stuff. I don't know why a civilian would even need that kind of gun. And I'm not a tree hugger. I'm just thinking logically, okay? I don't think you need to take away people's rifles and pistols and every kind of firearm at all. But I'm just concerned about these rapid fire things that do all these killings. Whenever it happens, that's the weapon of choice. Yeah, trucks happen. You know? Okay, we get that. But, whatever. I mean, it just seems logical, but let's not be logical. Let's let this keep happening because it's America. We have freedoms, right? America. Okay. Enough of that. Yeah. Okay.
I saw a tree by a riverside one day as I walked along.
Okay, enough of that silly song. That silly, stupid song. I don't know what it was. It was just about trees. The whole point is I want to talk about trees for a second, okay? Never mind the stupid music. Trees. Okay, not really so much about trees, but about leaves. And you can't have leaves without trees. Can you? I don't know. Maybe it's a bush. Maybe it's a flower. I don't know. But whatever. I'm talking about oak leaves that come off oak trees, specifically. The kind with acorns. Maybe sometimes they're still attached. And right now they're falling all over the place. Oh my gosh, my yard is full of oak leaves in these big, like, clusters of like 10 leaves or 5 leaves or whatever. They're all, you gotta go scoop up these clusters. Never mind these individual leaves, okay? However, what could I do with these clusters besides, toss some yard debris? Aha, I brought one inside. I've never done that. I thought, okay, I'm gonna try this. And it's not really an arrangement I'm making, but I like left it on the desk. And every time I'd walk by, I smelled something so good. I'm thinking, what? Where is that coming from? It can't. Are you? It's those oak leaves. What? These fresh green oak leaves have a wonderful odor. And listen, it's free. You can go buy stupid sprays with chemicals and stuff if you want. But I've discovered that oak leaves have a beautiful natural smell, and I never knew this. Why does it take me half a century to find this stuff out? Well, better late than never, right? So I'm just telling you, if you would like to do that too, get a glass, get a vase, just set them on a shelf even. They look pretty and they smell good. Okay? Isn't that what you want in your life? You want things that smell good. Nobody wants things that don't smell good. I mean, if you do, then you're probably a weirdo. So you probably should not tell anyone that. Just say you like normal good smells. Like oak leaves. Maybe don't say oak leaves because that doesn't sound normal. But never mind. Just get some oak leaves if you want. I'm just trying to hip you. Do you a solid. And then your house can smell good, or your room, or your, 12 inch by 12 inch area. I'm not saying it smells the whole room up, but if you walk by, you'll get a nice little fragrance. All right? You're welcome. Yeah, you know who that is? That's William Hung, okay? He's the American Idol contestant from years and years and years and years and years ago that auditioned and did the Ricky Martin song She Bangs, okay? So I saw him, I met him, I hugged him twice. I did him a favor for Friday night in Plymouth, where he was at Comedy for a Cause, too. And that's the second one I've been to. They happen every fall. And William Hung asked me, Tori, if I would take his phone and tape video his performance. Sure, of course, William, I would be happy to. So he gave me his phone and his secret code, which I'm not revealing to anyone. And I videotaped it. I threw it up on YouTube. He threw it up on his Facebook page. That was me. I took William Hung's video that he's showing off. Okay? That was me. Okay, Tori did that. And I actually did it with my own phone too. So I'm holding two phones and doing it. Anyway, he's a super, super sweetheart. Oh my goodness. Then I started watching all the clips on YouTube again about William Hung and, different interviews, the Howard Stern thing. I spent a half an hour on that where they're trying to embarrass the poor guy. And So anyway, so William Hung is great. I met Jimmy J.J. Walker. He also performed. It was so funny. He was really, really funny, I must say. And when it's funny because when I first met him, I go up to him, Jimmy, hi. And see, that's my MO. A little secret to you people. He thought he knew me. He's, hi. I did the same thing at Pensacon with Scott Wilson from The Walking Dead. Okay. I went, Scott, hi. And he greets me like we've worked together. I have that look about me, maybe. I don't know if it's because I'm pretty or personable or the combo, something. It triggers these people to think they know me. And it's awesome because I could really run with it. But Tori's honest, okay? Tori don't like fake news. No alt facts, no post-truth, okay? So I just say, no, I don't have never worked with you, So there's that thing going. Who else was there? Lenny Clark. I saw Lenny Clark again. Lenny Clark. Oh my gosh, he gave me the biggest hug. He remembered me from last year, of course, because he described how we met in down it was downstairs and everything. And then, of course, me being me, I kissed Lenny Clark. And you know what else? I can prove it. Pixar didn't happen. There's pics. Okay? Yeah. And I already posted them. Yeah, I kissed Lenny Clark. I was the only one that did, as a matter of fact. He was all for it. He held the kiss so he could take a picture too, a selfie. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So that happened. And I sold $725 worth of raffle tickets that night. Last year, I think I sold around 600, so I think I really upped my game. Next year, I'm shooting for 1K. That's right. If I start earlier, I think I can probably do it. Anyway, so you should definitely go next year, 2018, in the fall, to Plymouth Memorial Hall. When you hear about Comedy for a Cause, check it out. Good idea. Trust me, very funny show.
'Cause you know I'm all about those books, start reading. I'm all about those books, start reading. I'm all about those books, start reading. I'm all about those books.
Yeah, so did you hear about the Melania Trump book fiasco with the school in Cambridge, Massachusetts? Okay, hear me out. And some people are not going to like what I'm going to say, and you'd be surprised at who you might be. And some people will. Isn't that always the way? Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. Okay, so you know I'm no fan of the Trumps. No way. However, I was raised in a family where you just say thank you. When someone gives you something, even if you don't like it, you say thank you, and that's all. Okay? And I raised all of my children to do the same thing. And they do. It's polite. It's rude to do anything else, okay? So I can't believe I have to tell a school in Cambridge not to be rude. All you had to do was say thank you. You can't use the books? Guess what you do? You pack them up, you give them to a needy school, and then we all win, okay? You can't speak out. I could never speak out unless I was like running the school or running a company. I'm just a cog. That librarian was just a cog. You can't say what you can do with stuff that's given to the school. You can give an opinion to your principal, maybe, and say, well, this is what I think. And they'll just say, thank you. And then they'll go do whatever they want to do in the first place. So you do, you know what? In the future, don't make a big thing about something like that because it does smell a little political to me. Okay, and you know I lean left. And I still got to see it this way. I really do. It's the proper thing to do. You don't need politics in the classroom, especially when it comes to a library for children's books. I don't know. You don't need those books. You're insulted by Dr. Seuss. Come on, come on. One of my favorite books is One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. I hope I'm saying that right because it's been a long time since I've read that book. But of all the, never mind Cat in the Hat. That's overdone. That's overrated. I want the fish book. That's my favorite. Okay? Read it sometime. It's definitely got the best flow to it. And I read it to my kids. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Don't be insulted. Just be saying thank you. Why do I need to say this? Why does it need to come from me? I'm not even, I have a master's in education. And even I know this. And a lot of people dumber than me probably know it too.
Let me run with you tonight. I'll take you on a moonlight ride. There's someone I used to see, but she don't give a damn for me.
Yeah, you know where this is going, don't you? And all I'm gonna say is I am recording this on a Monday night, okay? October 2nd. So I don't know when you hear this Tuesday, Tory Tuesday, October 3rd. at the earliest. As of right now, Tom Petty's alive, okay? Even though it was reported all day long that he was not alive. I hate to say the D word, but that's what they're saying he was. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, he had a problem, a cardiac arrest. He was taken to the hospital. Maybe he wasn't breathing. Maybe he was put on life support. Maybe he was taken off life support. But I didn't see anything about him passing over, technically. Okay? And apparently his daughter, if that's really his daughter, on Twitter, is blasting Rolling Stone magazine. Very, very, very upset. But I think it was CBS that actually reported it first. It weren't Tory. I weren't the first. Nope. And I weren't the last. But I spent all my time, like, correcting people on Facebook. I assure. You might want to Google that. Could be all truth. Whatever. So, I love Tom Petty. I really do. It would be sad if 66 is when he buys it. I mean, I remember in 1979, I forget the name of the album now. It was right. It came out right around then. But, oh my gosh, he had so many hits off of it that was my high school years. Or when I hear these songs, these are my Tom Petty high school songs. So I hadn't even heard of him until 1979, I don't think. Even though he might have been doing stuff before, that was like the big year. 79 was my Tom Petty year. And I think it was Don't Wanna Live Like a Refugee. Something like the Refugee song. That was like the first song I ever heard by, it was Damn the Torpedoes. Yeah, Damn the Torpedoes. Yeah, Refugee. That was the first Tom Petty song I ever heard. And I was hooked. I was immediately hooked. I'm like, this is so badass. I don't even know. I'm glad I can hear this on the radio every day, along with Led Zeppelin and Queen and Pink Floyd. And the Eagles, I guess the Eagles were they like 1980? I think I heard those more in 1980. The Long Run got a lot of airplay back then. But, you know, In Through the Outdoor, Led Zeppelin was being played a lot. And I mean, oh, that was so great. I mean, of course, you know, Physical Graffiti was the best. But by the time the late 70s were around, you know, other stuff was happening. So, but yeah, Tom Petty, oh, I hope you're still here. Tory Tuesday and every day. But, yeah, he's probably ailing in any event. But, you know, hopefully it's okay. Or it'll be okay. And if not, Godspeed John Glenn and Tom Petty. Yeah. All right. Well, short and sweet. People's laughs. Ha! Ha! Didn't see that coming, did you? I was thinking the worst thing about going to a comedy show is the awful laughing all around you. Happened to me last weekend. As I mentioned, I went to the comedy show, the charity event, and I was mostly, you know, running around working it. But when I sat down for a moment to watch some of the show, I had to get up and leave. I mean, leave that area, because these women were obnoxiously laughing. I think women laugh worse than men. I don't know how many men have dumb laughs, but women, it was pretty bad. And so it reminded me of this.
Something, because this ride's about to get rougher than dating a hot girl with a bad laugh. I really like you, Sandy.
I really like you too, Peter.
Yeah? You like it when I kiss you here?
Yeah.
How about here?
Oh, stop, I'm tickled.
I mean, I don't know if their laughs were that bad, but they were bad. And that I was surrounded, okay? So, I don't know about going to a comedy club. It sounds like a good idea on paper, maybe. But when you get there, you might be trapped. Unless you can move your seat. I don't know. It was such a bad experience. Just that 1 minute of laughing that I luckily could move. I wasn't trapped. But if I was trapped and had a paying seat, see, I think right away you people should reconsider going to a comedy club if you can't sit where you want and move your seat. Maybe move it out onto the sidewalk even. I don't know how far you need to go to get away from this obnoxious laughing, but I will tell you, I find laughing obnoxious. In a lot of cases. A lot of cases.
Doctor, doctor, you gave me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pill gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know who that is? That's Moon Martin. Bet you never heard of him. Yeah, well, I did, because back when I was listening to Tom Petty, I was listening to Moon Martin, okay? Because that was like 1981, all right? Anyway, that's not the point. I'm not here to talk about Moon Martin, okay? The heck with Moon Martin. The heck with the moon. Talking about Dr. Doctor. Okay, so I saw one of my doctors today, okay? And it wasn't for my back, although it shouldn't be, because every time I see a doctor for something else, I'm thinking, why am I not on the way to see a doctor about my back? I just kind of let it go. However, so I see my dermatologist today, and he mentioned something to me about degenerative spine disease or something like that. Degenerative. Yeah, degenerative. I've had that. I said that to Ron on the ECAT show last week. I hadn't even talked to this doctor yet. He brought that up to me. Okay, so when you get older, the like discs in your neck all the way down your spine, different places can like move or shift or do things and degenerate, degenerative disease. Okay. So I, you know, could have some of that. I don't know. And apparently it's perfectly normal. So to live in pain like this with my back, it might just be normal and I might not be able to do much about it. I can try some exercise, try to strengthen my core, the muscle area. But you know what? If it is this degenerative thing, which I'm pretty sure it is, even though Ron doesn't think I know because I Googled it, but also this doctor told me, the dermatologist, yeah, so what? He's still a doctor. He went to medical school, lives on his boat or something, whatever. He said degenerative spine disease. So, you know, I probably have that. And you know what? I'm just going to have to live with it because I'm sure I can do that. I've been in pain for, since last year, and it's already October. That's like 10 months. So if I've done it this long, like solid right through, I think I can handle it because I am handling it. It's not that you're dying from it. You're living with it. You ever hear that expression? I love that. You're not dying from it. You're living with it. And that's life, okay? So I'm going to live with it and no one's going to know because I'm bubbly and happy and still move around and nobody can tell because my mobility can sometimes increase during the day with pain, but still it's easier. And so that's how it's going to be. But so that's what one doctor told me. And I haven't got a second opinion. And years ago I did. I had, you know, MRI. I had the whole thing done. They said I had a herniated disc. And I probably still do. Back again. Whatevs. There it is. I walked with a cane for a while. I want to say like 5 years ago. And hopefully I won't need the cane again. But I have it right over there. Yep, I see it right now. It's right there if I need it. Should I need it? A cane. Whatever. I can, you know what? I will rock that cane. It'll be like a walking stick. I'll be Kramer with my pimp hat and coat walking down the sidewalk. Okay? Okay? Yeah. I'm just going to do that. All right.
I've got a cold, but I don't want to sneeze on anybody. I've got to sneeze, so I'll cover my mouth and nose. Excuse me. Achoo! Now I'll wash my hands. It's not polite to sneeze on anybody. I've got a cold, but with extra rest, I'll soon be healthy.
Yeah, I think I'm getting a cold. Really do. My nose is getting congested. I thought it was allergies for a while. I was sneezing a lot. Now the sneezing has subsided a lot, but now this congestion in my nose. Yeah, it's in there. So I bought some of those Breathe Right strips. I'm going to be trying those out. I mean, I've used them, but I haven't used them in a long time. I don't think I'm going to be needing them. Yeah, so I don't get spring allergies. I get them in the fall. Maybe I get them both, but I definitely get them in the fall. I don't feel like I notice it that much in the spring. People are having those allergy problems. I'm okay. But when the fall comes around, I don't know. It's a different allergen, I guess. The pollen is spring, but then it's a different whatever it is. Maybe a mold. There's a lot of rain and I don't know, whatever. I just, I could be talking like this, but I'm trying not to, but I still feel really nasally. So I don't know where I got the cold. That's the other thing. I don't go out much, so I don't understand it. But really, that video or song you heard was good because it's talking about covering your mouth and washing your hands and stuff. And people are slobs if you don't do that. Listen, if you sneeze or I see your kid sneeze with no covering, I will give you the hairy eyeball. Speaking of that, I said that to my daughter yesterday in the car. I told her about the hairy eyeball and she was cracking up. She didn't even know that was a thing because she's younger than me, of course. My daughter, hello, can you even math? So I said, you should bring that term back because nobody says it. I don't even like saying it. I almost wish I said it, didn't say it right now, but I did. People say stink eye too, but you know, dirty look. She leered at me, but hairy eyeball, that's very specific. Well, that's what I will do if you sneeze in a disgusting way and you don't try to cover it. Even if you're a kid, I'm going to, excuse me, can we just cover our mouths, please? Yeah, we don't want to get anybody else sick, but you should teach your kids that yourself. Why do I have to explain things to other people's kids? That's just not right. I'll just probably walk away because I don't even want to deal with it. I don't want the child to think I'm rude and mean or anything else. So I'll just walk away and let you have your disgusting child all to yourself. I have no reason to play that song. I just like that song, and it was also 1979. That could be the theme for this show, in a kind of sort of way, 1979. And I didn't even play 1979, which is the Smashing Pumpkins, which was sometime in the 90s probably. So I don't know if that makes any sense at all. What I could say is O.J. Simpson was let out of jail. And it's not even jail. It's like prison. Prison and jail are two different things. Jail is like anybody can go there like for overnight or something. I don't know. That's what they put you in the clink. However, prison is like the penitentiary. That's like where you live. That's like a sentence. That's where you go. That's up the river. That's hard time. But anyway, so O.J. Simpson has done his hard time for stealing his own memorabilia back, which is stupid, I guess. But that judge was definitely going to make him pay one way or another. See what I did there? Yeah, when he was sentenced, I remember watching the news thing, and she was like drinking like a Slurpee while she was sentencing him. And she'd take her drink and then talk to him, looking down at her notes, and then take another sip. I'm like, wow, so disrespectful. But you know what? He probably had that coming. But I still was in shock. I mean, this is a judge. What are you doing, lady? We get it, but really? Anyway, so oddly enough, OJ was out the same night as the Las Vegas tragedy shooting. And of course, there's jokes online about OJ did it. You know, of course it's too soon, but eventually, people do want humor to get over horrible events. That's just how life works. It's fine. It's natural. That's how some people actually deal with it. They go the extreme route, the opposite. And that's what you might run into. And just ignore that. Because some people are just trolling for attention. Really, my best advice for when you're getting trolled is to ignore it. Trolls are there because they want a reaction. And what kills me is people don't know they're being trolled because they're not familiar with the internet, and they just bite and they go, "What are you saying?" It's a fake account. They're just making up a thing. Do yourself a favor. Ignore, block, ignore, whatever you got to do. Get on with your day. Don't make their problem your problem. Okay? And with that, we are out of time, and I will talk at you next week. However, I'll talk at you before that, because there's always Friday. Friday. Be with Ron Van Dam. And we'll have some funny stuff to say, probably, because that's days from now. All kinds of funny stuff will probably happen if the Earth doesn't explode. No, it's not going to explode. We're all going to see this through till the end. We have like another million years or something. Isn't that what NASA said? Okay, yeah, well, I can't math that high right now. It's late. It's Monday night, and now it's Tuesday, Tory. Yeah, something like that. I'm dyslexic. Peace out.